one of everything. He wanted to own the world. Not much of Long Shadow's collection was in use now. Not much would be ever, Howler suspected. Most had been gathered mainly to keep anyone else from having it. That was the way Long Shadow thought. The room was brightly lighted, partly because it was approaching noon beyond the crystal walls, partly because Long Shadow had packed a score of brilliant light sources into the room, no two of which used the same fuel. Against an ambush of shadows, he left no precaution untaken. He would not admit it, but he was terrified. Long Shadow checked the altitude of the sun.
Noon coming up. Time to start.
Why now?
They're least active under a noonday sun.
Oh. Howler did not approve. Long Shadow meant to catch one of the hungry, big ones to train and send after Soul Catcher.
Howler thought that a stupid plan.
He thought it unnecessary and overly complicated. They knew where she was. It made more sense just to hit her with more soldiers than she could handle. But Long Shadow wanted drama. This was too risky. He could loose something nothing in this world could control. He did not want to be part of this, but Long Shadow left him no choice. Long Shadow was a master of leaving one no choice. Several hundred men climbed the old road to the plain, dragging a closed black wagon ordinarily drawn by elephants. But no animal would go near the shadow traps, however much it was beaten. Only Long Shadow's men feared him more than they feared what might befall them up there. Long Shadow was the devil, they knew. Those men backed the wagon against the main shadow trap. Long Shadow said,
"Now we begin."
He giggled.
"And tonight, in the witching hour, your old comrade will cease to be a threat to anyone." Howler was skeptical.
Chapter 73 Soul Catcher sat in the middle of a field, disguised as a stump. Crows circled, their shadows scooting over wheat stubble. An unknown city loomed in the distance. The imp frog face materialized.
"They're up to something."
"I've known that since they started blocking the crows. What they're up to is what I want to know." The imp grinned, described what he had seen. "Either they've forgotten to take you into account, or they're counting on you feeding me incorrect information." She started moving toward the city. "But if they wanted to feed me false information, they would confuse the crows, too, wouldn't they?" The imp said nothing. No answer was expected. "Why do this during the daytime?"
"Long Shadow is scared to death of what might break out if he tried during the night."
"Ah, yes. But they won't move till nightfall. They'll want their sending at full strength." Frogface muttered something about just how much did he have to do to earn his freedom. Soul Catcher laughed a merry little girl's laugh.
"Tonight I think you'll have done with me. If you can do a creditable illusion of me." "What?"
"Let's have a look around this city first. What's its name?"
"Dar. New Dar, really. Old Dar was leveled by the Shadow Masters for resisting too strongly back when they first conquered this country."
"Interesting. What do they think of the Shadow Masters?"
"Not much."
"And a new generation is at hand. This could be amusing." When darkness fell, the great public square at the heart of New Dar was strangely empty and silent, except for the cawing and fluttering of crows.